I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So we pick up with Shane and Shake.
And Shake, what an interesting conversation.
Interesting convo.
Yeah.
These two. Shake is basically telling Shane that Deep D reminds him of his auntie. She feels like a family member. Like he can't get with it. And Shane's advice is to turn off the lights and turn on Boys to Men and make that shit work.
Shane's advice is very frat boy circa, like, before no means no type of situation. Like, you know, like...
Oh my god.
Very
and just so like simple minded. Turn off the lights and turn on some R&B.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it a day.
Yep, oh, but that's god. What happens. You can invite into like a coked out white man. This is the advice that you get.
This is the advice you're gonna get.
You know?
So Shake, he's just like, you know, I don't wanna go another 30 years and she's still just my best friend. I don't know. And Shane is just really pushing him. He's like, just try yeah. something, try anything, yeah, like just don't right. throw in the towel on this doesn't mm-hmm. seem, this seems like you can fix this,
yeah,
because everything you're saying about her, she's great, she's this, she's that, this
right.
seems like you can make this work somehow, so figure it out, Bureau. Next we have Ayana and Jarrett.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little kitchen scene. Jarrett, she asks him how he is. He says he's an 8 out of 10. Last time mm-hmm. he was a 9 out of 10. She's mm-hmm. like, what's going on? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's nearing the end. So they're like in their mm-hmm. head a lot. Ayana.
Yeah. This is like pretty right. normal, I think. I think this is like a pretty normal fight. After the mm-hmm. after this was over, I was yeah, like, this is pretty normal. Two normal people.
Yeah. I didn't even think yeah. it really was a fight necessarily, but.
Yeah, not even a fight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She did bring up, though. I mean, her biggest insecurity is the fact that Mallory's existence, you know, and her still feeling like she came second. So she brought it up again.
She comes so smooth with it, too.
So smooth with it. Oh, my God. So smooth with it, Ayana.
Every time. He's like, well, I wasn't going to settle down with anyone, but then I found you. And she was like, well, you found somebody else, too. Woo!
Yeah, like she just sneaks it in.
Oh my god. It's so see like boom. It's so secret. Yeah. Oh my god, Ayana. Shank.
Oh god. Mm. Probably the most telling moment of this scene though is us learning that Jarrett went out 3 nights last week and he stays out past 3 a.m.
And that was like, I only went out 3 times last week.
Right. Only 3 times.
How do you have that kind of energy, bro? I've never been stabbed, but I'm 32. And I could never imagine. Never. I went out 4 times mm-hmm. last week, and I'm in for the next 2.
For the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm in.
Like, easy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jarrett. Till 3 o'clock in the morning?
And that's what was crazy. She was like, you know, I just wish you can come home a little earlier. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I'm not even asking about 1. I'm just saying like 3. And I was like, wait a second. He stood out till past 3? What? That was a huge like reveal. I was like, what the fuck, Jared? What is this?
And hold on, please email the number 2blackgirls1rose at gmail.com. What is open in Chicago past 2 o'clock in the morning? Because I thought that New York City was the only city that stayed open that late.
Yeah. Or does New Orleans stay out that late?
Oh, New Orleans. Yeah, for sure. New Orleans and like maybe Miami, you could probably find somewhere.
Miami, for sure.
It's like, but even like LA.
In the club. LA, yeah.
Yeah.
Philly closes at 2.
Philly closes at 1.
I guess Chicago is a late night place.
Please email, because I would love to know what is open. Like, I don't know.
That late. Mm. Or he looked like the type, though. He goes out with a huge crew of people. So even if the club leaves at 2, they go down to the chicken spot. You know, they get in. Yeah. They drink, you know, drinking another little round.
Yeah.
Eating chicken and fries. Bopping around, you know what I mean? So that's what he's giving me. But that is ridiculous, Jared. You are about to be married. This is nuts.
And you're about to be like 31 or whatever. Like you're
about
older.
To be grown. And what do you need? You have a girl now at home. What do you need to be out that many times a week that late? Yeah. Maybe one night with your boys. Like maybe one night. 3? And now till that late? That's crazy.
That is.
That's weird. That's really strange.
Yeah. Oof. And that means, that means it's weekdays. It's not Friday, Saturday. Yeah, damn.
No, he's going out, as we said last week, Wine Down Wednesday, Hookah Tuesday, or Taco Tuesday. That's what he said last week. Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday. Yeah. Hookah Friday, like. That's a lot, Jared. Wow. That is a lot. I could not get with that. And poor Ayana, she just...
I know. She's so nice about it.
Sitting at home? Yeah.
She's sleeping, I guess.
Just sleeping, yeah. Hmm. Anyways, Danielle and Nick, they still doing what they do.
Listen, Danielle said, my eyes are twitching from the very beginning. And I said, well, girl, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, God. They just in this loop, and Nick brings it up. He's like, I'm just worried about this constant loop of fighting. And like, literally said, he's like, I can't, you know, I'm worried about living the rest of my life like this. And of course she jumped onto that. What do you mean? Now I'm scared. Now that's really scary to me. Why would you say something like that? And it's like, he can't express nothing. He can, like, he feels, because she will grab at it and dissect it. Mm-hmm. That is very exhausting to be in that loop, and he has to almost like walk around on eggshells with her because he doesn't want to set her off, that's not fair to him.
It's not. And I have this same fight a lot, but it's all in my head, all the dialogue. It is never, very rarely is it out loud. But Danielle, girl, I really give you the strong advice to go to get some therapy and read some nice books about yourself and try to get a narrative going, because you can call it a name. You can call it like, this is my anxiety talking and this is real life. Like, you can call it something instead of saying like, it's you. You said that. And so now it's your fault that you hate me. But yeah, you got to have those fights in your head, girl. You got to keep them in your head. Is that what you said? He said something.
Yeah. He said something completely different, girl. Stop. Oh, Lord. And then, a couple of the couples just all had like little romantic dates. Sal playing his ukulele. Singing on the bridge. They had a nice little romantic picnic. You know, I don't trust Sal. I just can't. Now when I see him singing this ukulele and this little romantic thing or whatever, I just see right through it now. Now I see him so differently versus last week. And I think Mallory sees it too. She was already on the fence with this nigga, but she definitely sees it now.
And he was on the fence with her after he was. He's on the fence with her. Jared. Yep.
Yeah, they never had a chance. They both fucked up. They both fucked each other up. Like, it was never going to work. Jared and Ayana had a little date. Nothing really noteworthy happened.
Yeah, nothing happened.
And then Shake and Deeps. So, Shake... this is what is killing Shake. And this is what is killing Deep D. So, that's why she came with rage during the reunion. It's his confessionals. where he'd just be saying some off the wall shit.
Yep.
He said, "I want to fuck you emotionally before I fuck you."
Oh my God.
Why are you even saying it in that way? That's so gross.
So he reminds me of like a weird like motivational speaker type of guy, like a weird, like he uses all these phrases and then turns them around to like mean something in his own life. And it's very strange to me.
Odd.
Yeah.
And then like Deep D, like she's not the type to be talking about in that way. Like she doesn't deserve, she's such a classy, beautiful, grown ass woman that you saying, "I want to fuck you." Like even just saying that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She's not giving you that energy. Why are you doing this? Ugh. And then he's talking about how, you know, how do I know if I want to marry Deep D before I have sex with her? Which, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. People definitely do it.
People do it. I get it. He's not the one. I'm not even going to put that on him. No. So.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
No.
But so yeah, they go for massages and they sit and have a little chat and he's all emotional. He's like, you know, I've been pushing you away the last few weeks. I've never been this open with someone. You know, no one makes me feel the way you do. I've come to learn I haven't appreciated what I have. I love you more and more each day. Just saying all of the things.
This is where he gets my Becky of the Week for this fuckboy shit. Okay. This is fuckboy shenanigans. Deep D, I know you've heard this because I have too. No, absolutely not. You get those big old crocodile tears from these niggas who are not even thinking about you. They really acting, okay? Acting Meryl Streep, Oscar-worthy acting. Because really, he does not love you at all. This is how you know. Yeah. When somebody has these bills, oh, I haven't appreciated what I've had. And they're crying about what they have gone through in terms of torturing you. That is some fuckboy shit. Yeah, you're crying because you're a piece of shit, and I'm great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're crying. Don't try to look at me with puppy dog eyes and make me feel bad. No, get the fuck out of here. Woo.
That is true. And them tears do not seem to be for her. Seems very internal. He feels shitty about what he's about to do. So, oh God. But yeah, Deep, she don't know. She's like, I want to have a family. Like, what if this is our chance? Like, she's still very hopeful at this stage in the episode. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Natalie and Shane, they still all loved it.
Yeah, they're loving it at the park.
Loving it up. Talking about how they just love hanging out with each other. They're each other's best friends. Mm-hmm. Love waking up to each other. Like, just in a little pool of love, those two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, time for the bachelor and bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. Which both of these parties were whack.
Okay, so they were whack, but do you remember last year when they literally had an art gallery and brie cheese and Triscuits at the bachelor party?
Oh my God, the bachelor party last year was horrible.
The bachelor party so last boring. Year was an amateur art gallery opening.
Yep. That was, and they just so set up a couple like poker tables.
Yeah,
had some past hors d'oeuvres. It was very tame and very lame. Yeah. And then the girls last year, they were like turning up. They went out.
Yeah, they went to like a strip club or drag show maybe or something.
I think it was like a male review. Oh, like one of those. I'm pretty sure it was that, right? I could be mixing that up.
It was some sort of performance art.
Performance of sorts. But they need to go back to the drawing board with these, boy.
Honestly, because the boat tour that I've been on 4 times, that goddamn river tour. And then
not doing this.
This thing at Wrigley Field, I guess this meant something to them as men from Chicago.
The guys, they seemed really excited. I guess for them, getting to rent out the field, be there all by themselves.
You know, if Nate rented out Yankee Stadium and had all his friends' numbers on the billboard or whatever, that would be cool, right?
Yeah, they would love that. Yeah. That is true. Okay, then I guess for the guys, good for them.
Yeah.
They get to Wrigley Field, they're playing baseball, Nick, and they get to have, like, their friends there as well, so that's nice. Nick is with his friends, who all seem very skeptical, and they're like, are you sure? I smell some doubt, are you sure?
They're so reasonable, I love it,
yeah, it's very great. Reasonable. And Nick, he could really only say back to them, he's like, it just feels right. He's
I know that's not convincing.
Just a feeling. I just feel like she's my person. Jarrett is with his friends. And the way he described it, which made sense. Now I'm seeing the whole why Ayana is the better fit for him than Mallory type of thing. The way he kind of described it. Said Mallory was like the female version of him. They both like sports, they like to go out, they're both successful, yada yada yada. Ayana is like very different from him. She's like a good balance. And that's interesting. That gives them something to talk about. It makes things a little interesting in the relationship. Like, it's nice to have differences, like the opposites attract thing. That there is something to that, I think.
And you learn from the other person too.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. There's more chances of them helping you become a better person.
Person.
They're very different from you. Yeah.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Now the ladies on their river boat cruise, whatever. I'd be damned if this is what I'm doing with my bachelorette. I don't even be doing boats like this. I'd be so mad.
Oh my God. I'd be so mad. Pissed.
Oh my God.
Especially being from Chicago. You know how many river tours they got in Chicago. You got me on a river tour.
Right.
Oh man.
That they've all done a million times, I'm sure. When they have family come and visit, they take them on the boat tour. Like nothing special about this. Mm-mm. The only way I'm on a boat during my bachelorette. We have rented a yacht.
Some Issa Rae shit. We rented a yacht. Diddy's there. You have a grill that says bride. Like, it's like a whole thing.
Exactly. We do a little Instagram videos. We like dancing, ass clapping on the top. Like, cheeks out. We all melanated. That's the only way I'm doing a boat. I'm not doing this river cruise down. What's the name of this river in Chicago? That's terrible. Oh, I know this.
That's a lot of questions for me at this time of morning. What the hell?
Oh, God. Yeah, somebody's gonna clown us for that one.
I know, but I've taken this tour 4 times too, and I still couldn't tell you.
You have?
Yeah, 4 times I've done this thing. Dang. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. But anyways, the ladies, they are on their bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Natalie, she's talking with her friends. Same thing, how, you know, Shane is just very opposite to her. He almost represents, like, a type of person she would like to be. Like, she wants to be like him. Like, more... Yeah, that was kind of giving me pause, too. I was like, wait a second, Natalie. He is not aspirational.
I was in my head thinking, I was like, who is he pretending to be when they're just them two?
Shane is his full self, I think, through and through, from sun up to sundown. I don't think he has so much energy. I don't think he has extra energy to pretend to be somebody else. I think that's just him.
Think he was very nice to her parents. I think he's probably really great in a group of people or whatever. But like one-on-one with just Shane sounds like a lot. I don't know, Natalie. I don't know. And maybe Shane is just triggering for me as a person.
I think she's talking about his like high energy, very extroverted, very kind of, you know, fearless. He just kind of talks to anybody, does anything. I feel like that's maybe what she's, because she's a little bit more... I think she's a wild child too, but she's a little bit more buttoned up and a little bit more like professional and corporate, you know?
Yes. And she's also more snippy. He's like more positive. He's like a ray of sunshine.
More positive.
Type of guy.
Yes.
He's very glass half full type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she's definitely not.
No. Yeah. So yeah, I hear her when she says that, I guess. Mm. Now Deep, she's talking with Ayana and she's just feeling very uneasy because she feels like Shake has all the control. Like she's in, she's fully in, she's bought in, she feels like this could work, this could be her person, but he's the one that's like on the fence, and it's like, that's uneasy when you know that
definitely
you're there and he's not, and you just have to kind of like sit by and hope he chooses you. Like that fucking sucks.
Like, girl, this is not the Bachelor, girl. Don't do it, girl.
It's not worth it. I'm not gonna do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I'm not gonna do it.
Mallory, she out here lying, talking about Salvador's her soulmate
to her coworkers again. Oh, my God. Did we see these co-workers again? Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And Ayana, she says she's feeling a 6 or a 7 out of 10. And she is still struggling with the idea of being a second choice. That is, like, weighing on her. Still.
This is so fantastic. How she got so mad at him for not being a 10 out of 10. And then she's on this boat saying she's a 6 out of 10.
A 6.
This is wonderful. I love this.
Oh, God. Yep. She is holding on to the power.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what you feel like. I'm a 6. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell everybody but you. You're an 8. You. How dare you? I'm me.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.